This goes to the ELMA Resident Clinic, R-E-S-I-D-E-N-T, and the fax is 989-629-8145. Regarding Ruth, last name is Kingscott, K-I-N-G-S-C-O-T-T. Date of birth is 5/4/1943. Dear sirs at the Resident Clinic, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Kingscott with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, chronic anemia, and hypertension. Her last visit was September 22, 2025. She has been following with a urologist in the Saginaw area for a known adrenal cyst, and she did have some urinary retention when she was seen in that office, and they are to follow that and do ultrasounds of the bladder, including post-void residual testing at her next visit. She feels as if she empties her bladder completely, but often she does take extra time to make sure she can empty fully when she urinates. And so she believes she's doing better. She also has stopped Vesicare, and that may also be helping improve the urinary retention. It was unaffordable, and it really didn't make much difference in the degree of nocturia she was having. Now she goes 4 to 5 times per night and does get back to sleep very fast. Before starting the Vesicare, she went 5 to 6 times per night. So she doesn't really see a significant difference. And it's actually best to be off that particular med if you have urinary retention. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. And no peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight lisinopril, 20 milligram daily. Diazide, 37.5, 25 milligram daily. Coreg is 6.25 milligram twice a day. She takes Crestor, Synthroid, and aspirin, 81 milligram daily. She stopped using vitamin B12 capsules, omega-3 fatty acids, and she never started oral iron, as she has had previous problems tolerating oral iron in the past. Physical exam, weight 137 pounds, and that's a 4-pound decrease in 6 months. Pulse is 62, and blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 128 over 60. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen soft and non-tender. No peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done February 19th, 2026. Creatinine is improved at 1.27. Estimated GFR is 42. Calcium is 9.7. Albumin 4.1. Phosphorus 4.3. Electrolytes are normal. Hemoglobin is up from 9.8 to 10.1. Normal white count, normal platelets. And she also had a consult with a renal dietitian to discuss the stage 3B chronic kidney disease diet as well as diabetic diet. And the recommendations were a 1,600-calorie daily diet with 40 grams of protein, 2 grams of sodium. She's to limit phosphorus, including phosphate, things with phosphate as a supplement, and a low-purine diet for gout prevention. They also recommended she should start a renal multivitamin, which is actually a vitamin B complex, and one a day would be the recommended dose. So I've asked the patient to start a B complex once a day. And assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with slowly improving creatinine levels. The patient will stay off the oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Aspirin is perfectly safe and recommended for heart health for this patient. But other than that, she will not use the oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Two, anemia of chronic disease with improving hemoglobin, slowly improving. And three, hypertension currently well controlled. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.